With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, this is Toby Mac. Did you pick this?
Indeed,
no, wait,
I did.
It's not even Toby Mac.
It's not.
I got it wrong. It's Crowder.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now that we're back on track, Ryan Wiggins here in for Annie Fry. Thanks for being here this Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully you're having a good beginning maybe to your holiday. If you're not off, well, we're not either. So we're here for you all day here until 3, and Mark Reardon will take over at 3 and take you through the afternoon. So I've been teasing this all day. This is the part where we actually talk to Peter Navarro. So he's, again, just setting this up. He's one of the only three advisors, excuse me, to the president who was there from the beginning in 2016. He was there through 2021, the beginning of this year. And he has been in every single one of these meetings. All the stuff that you see on TV, it's such a difference to talk to people who are opinionated, smart people, and then people who were there, people who were in the Oval Office for these meetings. So that's why I love talking to Peter Navarro.
Hey, I'm just so happy to be with you from the swamp here in D.C. Lovely day in D.C. as the Republic falls down around us.
Man, no kidding. I didn't expect to talk to you about this bill, but incredible.
Yeah,
the things that are in this bill and the fact that it actually could pass, but we'll see.
When the fate of the Republic depends on Joe Manchin in the Senate, you know that we are in the last days of either Pompeii or Rome.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, the In Trump Time book is interesting because there's a whole section of it where, if only you take you back to the time when President Trump was trying to pass a $2 trillion bill that was actually meaningful, and it's important to talk about it because it provides a really important contrast to what we're seeing there. Like, we were trying to get a $2 trillion bill passed. There were a lot of people who were in pain at the time. Some of that was relief. But most of all, what we were trying to do, and there's a lot of money for bringing back our manufacturing to U.S. soil. When you bring back the factories here, then you bring back the supply chains. You have resilient supply chains. When you offshore your factories, the supply chains follow, and you have fragile supply chains at best and broken supply chains in a pandemic. And so if you just compare what we were trying to do, it was pure Trumpian, rebuild American manufacturing, make America great again. But what we have, in contrast, it's in math we call it the empty set. There's like no Venn diagram intersection of these bills. It's like it's just pure woke progressive zombie fiscal irresponsibility that's going to trigger not only inflation but also stagflation, which is slower growth because of the drag we're going to get from all of the knock-on effects of this bill. So this is a serious matter.
Now, your book, In Trump Time, deals with the COVID era, basically, A Journal of America's Plague Year is what it's called. So when you talk about these things, you talk about these spending bills, are you specifically referring to the money that President Trump and Republicans wanted to spend during COVID? Or are you talking about the infrastructure at large, which Trump also did want to do?
The former, but it bleeds into the latter. Mm-hmm. The whole notion of the bill we designed, and let me be clear about this. when you look at Nancy Pelosi, she's purely a Botoxed political animal, right? She does not care about the American manufacturing base or the American worker. The only reason why we didn't pass that $2 trillion bill under President Trump was Pelosi didn't want to give the president a win politically. So it was like she would rather sacrifice American jobs, American workers, American prosperity on the altar of having what we now know is the worst president in history in Joe Biden, because he's just clueless. So our emphasis was on bringing back manufacturing plants. There was like a cool provision in it even where there would be tax breaks available to American corporations that shut down their plants in China and brought them back here. Now, all of that would have fed in to the need, certainly, for infrastructure and things like that, but that wasn't the focus of the bill. The focus was make America manufacturing great again.
Yeah, it's amazing when you talk about Pelosi, because she is willing to do that. She will go as far as she can to she'll sacrifice the needs of the country for the good of her party. We've talked about that many times here on this station, on this show. The Republicans don't seem to want to do that. And I don't know if it's because they don't feel like they have the media support that Democrats have, because the media will just run cover for anything the Democrats do. But, you know, the Republicans, they will cross over at times and give wins to Democrats on things that they think are at least in the in the best interest of the country, even if they don't think it's in their best interest politically. Now, I don't know if that's a good move or not, but they will do it.
I think you're giving the Republican defectors too much credit.
I do too.
For example, if you look at Chris Smith in New Jersey, he's a good man. He's been around a long time. I interacted with him. I interviewed him for my Death by China film, and he has a great segment on the Uyghur abuses in China, right? But he crossed party lines because he's in an urban Excella corridor district in New Jersey, and he just wanted a little pork for his district. And shame on Chris. I mean, that shame on Chris. That had nothing to do with the betterment of the country. I mean, you can't as a congressman or a senator put the needs of your district ahead of the broader welfare of the nation and hope for a good outcome. The broader welfare of the nation in this case is that's a bill that's going to leave us with a possibly decade-long era of this stagflation like we had in the 70s. The other part is there's an interesting chapter in Trump Time book at the end called Dumb Sons of Bitches. That's part of the title. And one of those, and President Trump is the one who called McConnell this, is about how Mitch McConnell basically works for the Republican traditional Davos Wall Street corporate wing of the Republican Party that wants to get rid of Trumpism, Donald Trump, and cares not a whit for the working class.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Class of America. And McConnell, I mean, he is the one who is ultimately responsible for what we're witnessing now, because some weeks ago, he allowed Pelosi some breathing room. All right, he came to an agreement and gave them some breathing room to get to what they needed to do on the debt ceiling, this, that, and the other thing. And that, we had him right then. We had him on the ropes. The knockout punch was ready to be delivered. And Mitch McConnell stepped into the ring, got on his knees, and basically said, hit us instead. And shame on him. And him, between him and Kevin McCarthy, you know, I know Kevin did his like 8 hours of stuff last night, but these guys, you know, their haircuts in a suit, that you know, six years, right? They collect money in the Senate from corporate donors. One day out of six, they report to the voters, and that's kind of what we're up against.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. That's why we like having you on the show. Peter Navarro is former assistant to President Donald Trump, and he's author of In Trump Time, a Journal of America's Plague Year, which is a great idea for a Christmas gift, and it's going to be one of mine. Let me ask you this. I logged on to my news aggregates last night, and I saw a headline I'm going to read to you and see if you want to react here. House COVID, this is from Forbes, House COVID-19 Committee subpoenas former Trump advisor Peter Navarro.
Yeah, I will react to that. I sent out a statement. Basically, this is yet another Democrat witch hunt, and I have offered to give every committee member a copy of the In Trump Time book, which documents in detail just how well the White House performed on what I call the five-vector attack strategy, which was not just the vaccines, the therapeutics, the ventilators, the testing, and the personal protective equipment. A little breaking news for you. I just had a sheriff come and deliver a subpoena to me, despite the fact I had already acknowledged that subpoena. So, you know, what they're trying to do is intimidate me, intimidate Steve Bannon, rattle their cages. It's just such a waste of my time, the taxpayers' time, and the Democrats' power. I mean, they're going to be out on their ass in 2022, and those subpoenas aren't going to be worth any more than toilet paper. And meanwhile, the American economy is going to be in tatters because of what they do. So, you know, the other thing about that committee, it's like, hey, here's an idea, Jim Clyburn. Why not subpoena Tony Fauci and find out why we have the pandemic to begin with? You know, what about those gain of function experiments? And one of the big missions of the In Trump Time book is to get Fauci fired and in jail. And as I document in the In Trump Time book, he basically knew exactly where that virus came from and what it might do as early as January 2020. He lied by omission to us, and that lie alone cost hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Yeah, I remember, you know, talking to you last time when I saw that headline and the fact that they're trying to get you to come and talk to him. All the things you just said. Well, why aren't they trying to find out what Fauci knew and dig into more of what he was doing funding gain-of-function research? That's why you have a committee, but it's just a partisan committee, and so they're doing this kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
But, you know, you said last time we spoke that these guys, and I think you said it was Fauci and maybe the head of the FDA and NIH, sat there with you in the Oval Office and President Trump in February 2020, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you guys said, what are you going to do about this thing that looks like it's coming to the United States? And they sat there with slack-jawed, like, oh, we're supposed to do something?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
The opening scene in the book, I call it the Red Wedding chapter. I'm in the East Wing of the White House, January 15, 2020. Everybody's kind of like in an exuberant mood because we're about to sign this skinny-ass trade deal, which was a pale shadow of what it should have been. And I'm sitting there in a cold sweat knowing that a pandemic likely was on the way and wondering if China had just attacked us with a bioweapon. I mean, that's how out of touch these people were. You know, I meet Fauci in the Situation Room on January 28th and go mano-a-mano with him on the travel ban. And meanwhile, the day before, he's on radio shows saying that the virus is low risk. It's like, really, dude? Wait, and that's all the more sociopathic because he knew that virus came from that lab. He knew it was genetically engineered, and he knew there was going to be a pandemic. And I think he was hoping against hope that somehow whatever the Chinese commies genetically engineered in that lab might not be deadly. But it turned out to be just the opposite. So, yeah, in Trump time, put him in jail. And if you read the book and by the time you get to the end of it, you don't think he should be in jail, I'll give you double your money back.
That sounds like a good guarantee. Let me ask you this before we run out of time. The whole time that you guys were in the office, and you know, you were one of the three advisors who was with President Trump the whole time from 2016 through 2020 and beyond. When you were dealing with this pandemic, were you operating under the assumption that this is something that China had done deliberately?
When you say we, that's the wrong word to use. It's like me, the president, and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. We're certainly well aware that might likely be the case. For the clowns like Steve Mnuchin at Treasury or Larry Kudlow or Mick Mulvaney, the acting feckless chief of staff, no, they thought it was the flu. Don't worry, be happy. So that was part of those are part of the struggles that I really explore in the In Trump Time book. And it speaks to the old Reagan saw personnel as policy. And I refine that by saying bad personnel is bad policy is bad politics. And these feckless folks within the White House perimeter made that election close enough to steal. And as I explained in the In Trump Time book, steal it, the Democrats did.
Peter Navarro, author of In Trump Time, a journal of America's plague year, but also of the Navarro Report, like you just mentioned, with all of that documentation from possible fraud from the election. You can check all of that out. He is the former assistant to President Donald Trump, and I do recommend getting his book. Thank you so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.